Today's Mishnah in Masechet Negaim is Perek Yud Mishnah Vav. Wow. Okay, so we're right smack bang in the middle of the Perek, which is called Anitakim, which is about, guess what? Nitakim. And what we're talking about over here is all of the dinim of the simonim of Nitakim. Remember that a netek is basically a bald spot in a hairy area, but only the area of the head or the beard, as we'll see, which of course means that we're going to have to deal with the question of karachat v'gabachat and its relationship to Nitakim, which we will do very soon. But meanwhile, just as we dealt with the question of pisayon when we were talking about nigei or, and we spoke about having two negoyim and an area of normal skin between them, what the din would be if there was a pisayon, and at what point it's considered to become one nega, and at what point it's considered to be a pisayon from the tohar to the tame, and what point from the tame to the tohar, lagabi pricha bekulai, we need to also deal with the same kind of issue when it comes to nitakim. So therefore, our Mishnah goes like this. Shnei nitakim zebetzad zeb. So we've got two bald spots. We have hair between them. Shita shel se'ar mafseket b'nihim. So even though normally, remember, se'ar shachor, of course, is a complete cancellation of any tumah in an etek. Over here, we don't say, well, I mean, this se'ar shachor should be metame both of these nitakim because we should view them as all one netek and the se'ar is in the middle. But it's not in the middle. It needs to be surrounded by netek. Remember, that's one of the things that we said, that the se'ar shachor has to be here at mukaf by the actual netek. So in this case, there is no se'ar tzahov, and there was no pisayon. So what we do is we put them into hezker. Okay, both of them are in hezker, and when we take a look, later we find nifratz mimakom echad, that one of the places got spread into, and one of these nesakim definitely had spread. We don't know which one, maybe, because we only found at the end of 7 days that there's a space which is hairless between the two hairless areas, which means that one of these nitakim have spread. So therefore, since it's spread, so now there's tuma because of the simon of pisyon. But suppose the spreading occurred in two different places, which means that now the hair in the middle between those two places is smack bang surrounded by netek on all sides. Oh, now the actual sa'ar shachor is a simon of tahira. And so the spreading itself was metayer the nega. Fascinating. So in this case, it becomes tor because now the se'ar shachor was metayer then. And when we talk about a pirtza, what do we mean? Because remember, in order for the se'ar shachor to be surrounded by netek, there's that minimal shiur. And the minimal shiur of the netek is that it needs to be the same din that we had by nigei or. We always measure the space that is still included by the number of sa'arot that grow in that space, even if it wouldn't be an area of hair growth. So this is not unique to netek, that we have this idea of makom shtei sa'arot. And that's always been our shear of considering the two to be one. So if the simen tuma is surrounded by two hair widths, that means a space of growing two hairs, not two hair widths, literally, but a makom to grow shtei sa'arot, so then the black hair is considered to be a sa'ar shachor. Again, remember, when we say black hair, we don't mean only black hair. We mean anything besides blonde hair. So if there's whatever color, even sa'ar lavan, would be a simen tahira, not a simen tuma, as long as it's surrounded by a minimum of shtei sa'aros worth of netek on the side. Now, there's also a case where even if the pizza was only in one place, it would still be considered to be a single nega, and that would be if it's nifras rimokom echad. And this is, we said before, it's considered to be still tamei, because we have a pisayon. This would be true no matter how big that pirtza was. Even if that pirtza, now the truth is this is pretty pshita, right? The only reason we're mentioning it is because in a moment we're going to see that in the next Mishnah, it makes a difference whether something is the shear of a gris or not. So therefore, we just want to say, look, obviously, if the pirtza between one and the other was broken, even as a giant shear that was big enough for it to be its own nega, and it was a full gris, no matter how big it is, it's still going to be tamei, because it was still considered to be a pisayon. Why is this important for us to know? Because the next Mishnah continues like this. And this was also an issue that we discussed when we were talking about nigeor. And that is a nega in a nega. Remember, we had the case where we had the one nega surrounded by a michya, surrounded by nega, another nega, surrounded by normal or. So we do the same thing over here when it comes to a netek. So we've got two neteks, shnei netekim, zelifni mize, separated from each other by hair. So we have the internal netek and the external netek that surrounds it. And each of them are surrounded by hair. So the one that is outside is considered to be tar, because it completely surrounds the hair, which is the hair that goes around the netek that's inside. And the netek that's inside means that that hair is completely surrounded by netek. So for the outside netek, we see it as being a simit tahira completely, and therefore it's considered to be tahar. But when it comes to the inside, so then the inside, lechora, does not have an internal sa'ar shachar. So therefore, we will put the inside one into hezker. Fine. This is how some learn. I'm not convinced, but I'll take it. I'll take it from the Tiferes Yisrael. Nifrats mimokom echad tamei. So then, in accordance with the Mishnah that we had before, so if some of the hair falls out between the netakim in one place, so then obviously there was a pisayon. But if you break through two places, so mishnei mikomot, so now it's all considered to be one big nesek. So now, since there is sear shachar in this one big nesek, and which is completely surrounded by shtei sa'arot on all sides, kama te'ea pirtza, mekom shtei sa'arot. So there it's considered to be a single nesek that is all surrounding the se'ar. Obviously, if it's less than that, so then it's not really considered to be surrounding them at all. It would be the same as stam, a pisyon, which could be even a little bit, but we wouldn't be surrounding the se'ar shachar. But what in the case where it was nifrats bimokom echad, the shear that the pirtza took place was a kegris? Once it's a kegris, then that means that these two netakim are actually one netak, because the gris in the middle makes the entire thing be one considered nega. And since that's the case, the sar that's separated between them are now considered to be sar in the middle of them, and it's all going to be tohar on the basis of sar shachar. Now, the reason that I say I'm not convinced is pretty obvious, because if you're telling me that because of the fact that the Sar Shachor is inside and surrounds the inner netek, therefore it's considered to be a simen tahara for the outside netek as well, that would be nogea the sugya that we had before, where we had a michyas basar chai that came between a regular nega that was inside of the michya and another nega that was outside of the michya. However, the question is not necessarily exactly the same as the michya, because in the case of the michya, the fact that we consider the nega inside to define this as a michya for the outside nega is because we don't necessarily have that din that it has to be surrounded by the area that is two sa'aras wide. Over here, we would have to consider what seems to be a contradiction in terms. If the shachar is going to be part of the outside netek, then it has to be surrounded by that netek, in which case you're already calling the netek inside part of this netek. But the netek inside doesn't become part of this netek until such time as it's become mixed with this netek, in which case you have to ask yourself, why are we going to say that the Sa'ar Shachor would be a Simen Taira for the outside, in which case both of these netekim may require Hezker at the beginning, not only the inside netek.